Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, let's do it. How about from Raptors Radio? Go ahead.
Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north.
There it is.
All right.
From Raptors Radio. I like it. You know, I wanted the Raptors when after the playoffs started to get going a little bit and they won the first round. Not that I was tired of Golden State, because I don't hate Golden State, but I kind of wanted the Raptors to win after they started to get it going. And especially after, you know, they do like that man on the street sort of stuff on different late night shows.
Yeah.
Whatever. And there was one, and it made the rounds on the internet. I'm sure a bunch of people saw it. I forget what late night show it was. It could have just been for the internet. And they were walking up to random people. And Toronto's such a melting pot.
Yes.
You know, there's Caucasian people, there's black people, there's Asian people, Indian people. I mean, there's just a bunch of different people from a bunch of different ethnic backgrounds. And they kind of hit about, I don't know, 8 or 9 different people from all different ethnic backgrounds. And they said, all right. And the guy was like,
I saw this.
Talk smack on the Golden State. And every single person goes, why?
You know, they're a good team.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that. That's not how we are in Toronto. And it really was like, you know, this kind of respect factor for your opponent. I know we talked about that from a playing standpoint, which is like totally different. But from a fan standpoint, they were like, no, we're not going to root for them, but we're not going to overtly be like, you suck. I can't stand
right.
you. We just kind of root for our team. We leave it at that.
Other than the few knuckleheads that cheered when Durant got hurt, they're just good fans.
And I was, I don't know, it sort of warmed my heart how together those fans were. You know, and I mean, naturally, they cheered when a man got hurt, but it got quelled pretty quickly, and I think it was a couple outlier fans.
Yes.
But in watching that, it was just like, okay, I know I picked the right team to root for in these NBA playoffs.
There's something oddly endearing about Kawhi Leonard, too. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it, because everything that went down between him and the Spurs is kind of, you look at it and go, what's up with this guy? But you also look at him and go, I don't know. He's so oddly quirky, and I don't know.
Because I think he's ultra-focused.
Maybe
know?
That's it. I don't know. He's just – but I don't know. You're happy for him. You're happy for the fans of Toronto.
With Kawhi Leonard, it feels like he has no time for the nonsense. He's got time to be focused in on what he has time to be focused in on. And also,
Boardman gets
I
boards.
Do like a guy that's like – public life and what he has going on, he gives you only what he has to give you. You know, you don't need to consume his whole existence.
Kawhi's not going to be doing a Facebook Live session with fans.
I kind of like that in sports figures and in public figures. Like,
that's a good call.
Okay, I'll give you what I need to give you, and then, like, this is my time.
Right.
When I shut the microphone off, when I close the door, when the game's over, like, this is my time. All right, so that was ultra exciting and good for Toronto. Coming up next, can't stand Cleveland. And here is another reason. And maybe it's all going to fall apart before it even gets started. So, so great from the Cleveland Browns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.